is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. began its planned airdrops of food to Palestinians in Gaza Saturday. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells ABC's This Week that President Biden should push for a long-term ceasefire in regards to the war.
To the extent the president is using additional leverage on Israel, he should do that for national security reasons, not for political reasons. These issues are too important to be dictated by the polls.
Aid groups say Gaza is on the brink of a humanitarian disaster and that aid drops are not enough. Former President Donald Trump won caucuses Saturday in Idaho and Missouri as he carries more momentum into Super Tuesday. Ski resorts plan to reopen today in California's Sierra Nevada region. The winds have died down, but more snow is expected. And crews in Texas still fighting the largest wildfire in the state's history, more than a million acres in the panhandle. There are concerns about the impact this fire has had on the cattle industry. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza is costing him votes from Muslim, Arab American, and pro-Palestinian communities, if the results of the recent Michigan primary are any indication. More from Farah Siddiqui.
More than 100,000 people voted uncommitted in Michigan's presidential primary. An exit poll of over 500 Muslim voters was conducted by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE's Government Affairs Director Robert McCaw says 94% of American Muslims who voted in the Democratic primary voted uncommitted.
It's a clear sign that our communities are organized. We're a political force in these states and other swing states, and we can tip the results in any election when it counts.
The exit poll found that potential third-party candidates are polling better than Biden, and if an election was held today, 40% of Muslim voters would prefer an unnamed other candidate. The poll also found 13% might vote for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. The Biden administration has faced significant protests in Michigan. According to McCaw, the initiation of the Vote Uncommitted campaign was in protest of the president's reluctance to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says these voters weren't bluffing.
It's noteworthy that potential third-party candidates such as Dr. Cornel West are polling better than Biden with Muslim voters, while others like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are polling evenly with the president.
In response to the protest vote, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud wrote on social media, "Today, thousands said enough. As American citizens and Michigan voters, we have made our voices heard at the ballot box. Now it is up to President Biden to listen to Michigan and do the right thing." I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We got Chuck Quala coming in studio 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy south winds up over 35 miles per hour, and highs in the lower 70s. That would be a new record high for the day, by the way. Tonight, partly cloudy near 40. Some shower chances on Monday. Mostly cloudy. Cooler in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, with everything lacrosse is talking about, you're soaring with Eagle 1490.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the stars. We're on the air till high noon. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. The music of Hollywood. Fred McMurray. That's him on sax. We'll be right back. Fred McMurray is actually from Quincy, Illinois and Kankakee, but his parents are from Wisconsin, Baraboo. To be specific, the music of the stars. Well, we'd celebrate some Hollywood music. Not only love songs are from love music, from movies. Here's a horror movie, seriously, with a beautiful love song. That's Gary Miles, the movie Circus of Horrors, starring Anton Differing, 1960, Gary Miles.
When life doesn't seem worth a living, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there is no one beside you, look for a star.
Music. Take her, she's mine. Thank you. first Sunday of March on The Music of the Stars, Julie London. The month of St. Patrick. Where the holiday is more celebrated here than it is in Ireland. Go figure. And the first month that we see spring. Julie London. Song written just for her.
Melancholy March, your gloom is showing, your winds are blowing across the sky. Clouds are crying, your trees are sighing, as though they'll die. I know you're late for winter's day, too early for any spring. So we stand in hand, waiting for anything. Melancholy March, without a season, you have no reason or rhyme to be. Melancholy March, melancholy me. Melancholy March, me.
Dory Langdon wrote that just for Julie. Jackie Gleason.
Melancholy serenade. Every time I hear it play. Space, your haunting face appears. There were other serenades, broken promises you made. Why must I pay day after day? Starts to fade. I feel your kiss, and then you disappear. Thank you. serenade as the music starts to fade.
Jackie Gleason wrote so many songs. Here's Nat Cole on the Music of the Stars.
And hear the story of the blues in all its glory. Gather round and I'll
up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Tea Garden, Lynn Lee Jones and Company. Okay, Spike, if you will. Spike, if you won't. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No, John. It's best that we part, John. You have another wife, and I have another husband. And he has another wife, and she has another husband. It isn't the simplest sort of arrangement, is it? No, after all our years of wedded bliss, it's off beat to St. John. We must think of the child. After all, we do have a child, and he has a child, and the child has another wife, and she has another husband, and he has a child, and that child, John, is our child. I must go away somewhere and figure this thing out. Auf Wiedersehen, John. Auf Wiedersehen.
Goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
Dry, my love, since you've been gone, I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love, though every day seems like 100 years. For I'm just a fool who when I'm alone, I can hear the sound of rain in my heart, of the tears that I hide, and it tears me apart, 'cause I keep them inside.
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid-70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this. A global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay. Here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday. I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
Wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can. She's starting a heat wave, call that nurse heat wave. Feels such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. She's
The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
What's your name, honey?
Pablo.
Certainly can.
Chico.
Certainly can.
Miguelito.
Pablo. Chico. Miguelito. Stay here under weather report. It say a front of warm air is moving in from
where?
Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and the deep south. Small danger of
what?
Fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
Hey, Vincent, 95. Guadalupe, 97.
Tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising. It isn't surprising. You certainly can. Can I started this heat wave by?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And in such a way that the customers say that I certainly can.
Can.
G, G, G.
Yesterday, Tom Skilling announced his retirement after 45 years at WGN.
That's right. So this morning, we're going to be taking a look at some of his most memorable moments.
Oh, the weather out.
Amazing moments throughout the years. He started in August of 1978, and he's going to be retiring at the end of February. So many tributes to come for Tom, but made the announcement yesterday.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
anyone what they got. I'm hot, you're hot, he's hot, she's hot. I'm hot, you're hot, he's hot, she's hot. Real hot.
Piazzadora. Now that Piazzadora. Can sing.
Walking along the street, or you're at a party.
There he is,
girl. Yeah.
Excuse me. Isn't that snot on your shoe?
Snot? Oh, Austin! You gotta be here someplace. I'll stay here, you check the wings.
That this could be the start of something big. There's no.
Oh, no. Not him again. Please, God.
Who knows what's written in that magic book? Cover up the gate, my friend. Invite him in without a second look. You're watching the sun come up. Count your
police squad. We're here to prevent a disaster.
You're too late for that.
We've got to get to Frank.
The heart of something. This could be the heart of something.
to give my heart away that way. Said I'd never love again. Told you so when you walked in. But you changed my mind in a little time. Be you oh so kind. I'm in love again. In a love that feels so right. When I'm holding you and I'm touching you in the closeness of the night. I'm in love again. In a love I've never known. And it makes me strong. Believe myself when I tried to put you down. How you turned my head around and gently made me fall. After all the hurt I had known before, I was afraid to try again. Thought that love had reached its end.
Civic Media Radio Network. Antonio Di Benedetto. That's his real name.
Me now, I enjoy.
joy, everything. Here I go again. The way I used to do. I'm in love again.
To say goodbye. Cy Coleman wrote that. I'm Lou Regani. It's a pleasure and an honor to be back on the air. Both pleasure and honor. Thank you for listening. Next Sunday, more of the same, more towards Hollywood and the Academy Awards, and a few surprises on the Music of the Stars.
When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you, no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're worldwide at civicmedia.us. Stations all over the Badger State carrying the program, and others tomorrow morning, Don Rosen, 6 to 8 Central. This has been our closing theme for three decades. I have to tell you, the guys who wrote it, I'm not making this up, Alan Roberts and Robert Allen. What's the chance of that happening? Anything can happen on the Music of the Stars, and will find out tomorrow and all week long and on Sundays. 7 to noon Central Time. And until we meet again next Sunday, I'm Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.